वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोकेर् भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 47 एंटाइटल्ड द सॉन्ग ऑफ द बी टेक्स्ट 55। यावंती अहानि नंदस्य व्रजे अवासित सा उद्धवः व्रजौकसां क्षणप्राणानि आसन् कृष्णस्य वार्तया। यावन्ति अहानि नन्दस्य व्रजे अवासित् स उद्धवः व्रजौकसां क्षणप्राणानि आसन् कृष्णस्य वार्तया। यावन्ति अहानि नन्दस्य व्रजे अवासित् स उद्धवः व्रजौकसां क्षणप्रायाणि आसन् कृष्णस्य वार्तया। यावन्ति अहानि नन्दस्य व्रजे अवासित् स उद्धवः व्रजौकसां क्षणप्रायाणि आसन् कृष्णस्य वार्तया। Yavanti for as many Ahani days Nandasya of King Nanda Vraje in the Kahod village Avasit dwell Saha he Uddhavaha Uddhav Vrajaukasam for the residents of Vraja Shanaprayani passing like a moment Asan Devar Krishnasya about Krishna Vartaya because of the discussions. Translation by the disciples of His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. All the days that Uddhav dwelt in Nanda's cowherd village seemed like a single moment to the residents of Raj. For Uddhav was always discussing discussing Krishna. We move to text 56 because no purport. Sarid vanagiri dronir vikshan kusumitam druman krishnam samsmara samsmara yandre me haridaso vrajaukasam. Translation and purport. That servant of Lord Hari, seeing the rivers, forests, mountains, valleys and flowering trees of Vraj, enjoyed inspiring the inhabitants of Vrindavan by reminding them of Lord Krishna. Purport. Sridhar Swami points out that as Uddhava wandered about Vrindavan, he reminded Braj's residents of Krishna by asking them questions about pastimes the Lord had performed in each of these places, namely the rivers, forests, mountains and valleys. Thus Uddhava himself enjoyed great transcendental bliss in their association. Om Agyan Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuro Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatham Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tham Sachivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaurutushe Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namame Bhaktashaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhubeye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Yavanti Ahani Nandasya Vraje Avasitsa Uddhava Vajokasam Shanaprayani Asan Krishna Sevartaya. In fact, this chapter is the culmination of the highest ecstatic emotions experienced by the damsels of Vrindavan, the gopis, and every newcomer to that environment has been showered upon that grace. So we find that Lord Krishna, well, he was in Mathura, was visited by Uddhav from Dwarka, and Krishna, feeling the absence of the love of the Brajvasis, was wanting to intensify the love of the Brajvasis for him in a way that his dear friend Uddhav, who was very intellectual, as Prabhupada mentions, very intellectually capable and a very dear intimate associate of Krishna, to experience a higher platform of reciprocal exchange. And therefore dual purpose was served, to intensify the love of the gopis of Vrindavan, at the same time to make aware of Uddhav about that highest transcendental stage, and to make him a resident of Vrindavan. He was a resident of Dwarka, but he's in the mood of, after entering Vrindavan, he entered the mood of Vrindavan. So generally the topics that we were discussing before, of the various kinds of jalpa, prajalpa, vikalpa, chitrajalpa, all of those ecstatic emotions of Mahabhava experienced by that gopi. Again, Srila Sukadeva Goswami feels so humbled to even mention the name of Sri Radharani. Also humbled and at also same time cautious. Because such an ecstatic emotion would have overcome him just by mentioning the name of Srimati Radharani. And then the purpose of Bhagavatam would have not been served in the context of Parikshit Maharaj's hearing. So, we discussed three stages today, very briefly. The first stage is that Uddhava is being sent to Vrindavan as a servant, as a service, for a service, as a messenger. So he has a mission. He has a designation as a messenger of Krishna. So he's coming as a service, as a servant, as a messenger, and is bringing the stage. In fact, we'll discuss that this is the stage of inspiration, the inspiration of the opportunity to serve Krishna. That is the first stage. We can we'll try to see this in the life of a sadhaka, how it translates to our own life. So then thereafter Uddhav goes and explains the message. He is willing to invest his energies, his capabilities into making that mission successful. So after getting inspired to serve the residents of Vrindavan, he has invested into understanding the state of the residents of Vrindavan, trying to make that connect to the residents of Vrindavan, trying to pacify them. So that is the stage of investment. And thereafter, after having that stage of investment, then comes the stage of intimacy. Here, when he started to serve the essence of Vrindavan, he ultimately realized that the way that he had come to serve has changed now, has become more formal and more, which was more formal and more kind of benefactory work. He was going to go and give the message of Krishna to Vrindavan. To the Braj Gopis, but in return he received a message from them, the message of intimate reciprocal exchanges of highest stages of transcendental love from the Braj Gopis. So that made him more intimate with Krishna than his inspiration to serve Krishna, because he went to the stages of inspiration, investment, and thereafter intimacy. So, in the first stage of inspiration comes the Krishna factor. We want to serve Krishna. There are two ways that one serves Krishna. In the neophyte, in the advanced stage, from the understanding of the whole gamut of the material existence, to begin with, the Bhagavatam begins with the Srishti. Right? Creation. The first canto is called creation. The second canto is cosmic manifestation. So starts from Srishti and then comes to Shastra. from Srishti to Shastra, the transition is the passing of knowledge from Krishna to Lord Brahma, and in the parampara thereafter. From Shastra comes sadhu. A sadhu has to intervene even while communicating a Shastra. That's when Narad Muni comes, intervenes, Vyasdev, gives him the direction. This is the way. Along with sadhu, sangha, comes sadhana. The direction of the sadhus comes the sadhana. Therefore, in contemporary times, Srila Prabhupada adapted the Shastra, the sadhu, Vakya, into a standard format of devotional service to be able to be practiced in a context, in a present context, contemporary context. It's called sadhana. And sadhana implores one to serve, seva. And from seva comes shuddhi or anartha nivritti. So that shuddhi comes, and thereafter comes a stage where a devotee feels that he must offer completely. So that is samarpan. The samarpan is all about, I want to give Krishna. I will offer everything to Krishna. The doer is there, but the offering is complete. The one sense is that samarpan is that I like to serve Krishna, and therefore I give to Krishna everything in that way. So we'll discuss in further episodes to come. But the stage beyond samarpan goes to sharanagati, wherein the factor becomes Krishna, then I will offer to Krishna, goes from the stage of samarpan to sharanagati, where we ask or we surrender to what Krishna wants, what Krishna needs. So yes, in the conditional stage of surrender, there is a completeness of offering to Krishna. But the higher advanced stage is to surrender to the will of Krishna and to do that will. So therefore, here Uddhav started with samarpan. The end, he realized sharanagati. And therefore, the journey of devotional service ultimately rests in sharanagati. So in inspiration, the Krishna factor is there, in the sense that it is for Krishna. I have to do it for Krishna. And therefore that gives the inspiration. And therefore the factor is Krishna factor in inspiration, and the mood is that of service, a servant. But thereafter, simply contemplating on service or the simply inspiration for service is not at all. Is not complete. There are unlimited inspiration available in Krishna consciousness. But we have to choose the path of inspiration which implores us to invest in that inspiration. How are we going to invest in that inspiration by which we can reach the stage of intimacy? So therefore, in the investment factor is the will factor in the investment. Where the will of the sadhaka is the predominant factor. The previous factor is Krishna inspiration. Krishna, it is for Krishna. Second factor is the will factor of the jiva or the sadhaka, where the mood is that of companionship, the mood is that of association with Krishna, a little closer association, because you are investing, you are feeling a kind of reciprocation, a mild reciprocation, a semblance of Krishna's presence is investment. To the degree that we invest in an inspiration, to that degree Krishna keeps on revealing further and further, to give us more energy to invest more. Thereafter, the stage comes of intimacy, where there is complete reciprocation from Krishna. The reciprocation factor becomes predominant. And therefore, that reciprocation factor brings us to the stage of pure love, the stage of lover. So the journey of a sadhaka, or like Uddhav visiting Vrindavan, is a journey of a sadhaka from a messenger to a lover. He started to give a message, became a servant, ultimately ended up loving Krishna. And therefore, We'll find personalities mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam like Uddhav. Similarly, we'll find in the life of Sri Rukmini Devi, in the life of Kubja, in the life of Arjun, in the life of Sri Sudama, how Krishna actually gave them the experience of these three levels. Today we'll briefly discuss on the pastime of Rukmini Devi, Kubja and Arjun. How all of them actually went through these three phases of inspiration, investment and intimacy. So we find that Rukmini Devi had heard about Krishna and she was inspired after hearing Krishna about Krishna, and she wanted to make a relationship with Krishna. So in one sense, inspiration is sambandha, investment is abhideya, and intimacy is prayojan. So sambandha, abhideya, prayojan, in terms of these three factors, is what Rukmini Devi actually is going through. And ultimately we find that Rukmini Devi's letter is inspired by the process of hearing. Right? So inspiration comes from, in this case, there are various factors of inspiration. The first trigger. So Rukmini Devi's inspiration was the process of hearing, and she wrote that letter with conviction, with understanding that Krishna is supreme, with great determination and hope. So thereafter, the stage of investment was her faith that Krishna will come and reciprocate. So she invested. She just didn't invest very, very plainly or very ideologically. She practically invested her thought process in a way that Krishna would reciprocate in a particular way. And then she would reciprocate, and then she would act in a particular way to match Krishna's reciprocation. So she told Krishna how to come, and she was praying, she was doing something, though she had nothing, what she could do except for praying. But she also later on, when they went to the Durga Devi temple, and before that, she offered prayers and offerings to Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Durga and Ganesh and Kartikeya, the son of Lord Shiva. And she accepted the remnants of the offerings in prayers that Krishna would reciprocate with her. And ultimately we find that Krishna kidnaps Rukmini, but as Rukmini is chasing Krishna and Rukmini, Krishna defeats Rukmini and punishes Rukmini in a very ghastly way. And Rukmini is getting this form of intimacy after that investment of hers, is that she wanted to, she had mixed feelings. She had feelings for her husband, just married her by the Rakshasa style, and here Rukmini being humiliated, her brother. Thereafter we find that Krishna, in a particular way of intimacy, jokes with Rukmini Devi about leaving her, right? And then makes us more endearing to Krishna. So the price of Rukmini Devi's investment is later on revealed by Krishna in these intimate exchanges of love. Similarly, Kubja also, her inspiration factor was, the Krishna factor was, that she was just attracted by the form of and beauty of Krishna. And her investment was her sandalwood. Everything that she had for to give into Kamsa had to be given to Krishna now. So that will factor was a strong will. She had to completely, what was made for Kamsa was to be given to Krishna. What was meant for her own remuneration was transferred as sacrifice to Krishna to please him. In one sense, she shifted her will from material to spiritual, from selfish to selflessness, from illusion to truth, and from Maya to Krishna. So that was her investment, and that was a spontaneous investment. So in this case of Kubja, it was a spontaneous investment of seeing, the inspiration was seeing Krishna and feeling that she must give something to Krishna. And the investment was her loyalty. She shifted her loyalty from Kamsa to Krishna almost immediately. And therefore, for sadhaka, it is very almost difficult sometimes to change, shift loyalties. Therefore, inspiration can be many ways, but investments have to be internalized, are internal. Inspirations could be external factors, could be situations, could be circumstances, could be an instigation, could be an incentive, could be an initiative, could be an experiment. But the most important factor is that of investment that changes the direction of the reciprocation with Krishna. And therefore, when the intimacy had to come, Krishna was very pleased and immediately Krishna reciprocated with her. She made from Trivikra the most beautiful lady. Krishna eliminated her hunch and made her beautiful just by the touch of his hands, of his fingers and his feet. But Kubja still had those remnants of desires to enjoy Krishna. So therefore, Prabhupada mentions later that Krishna later on accepted her invitation, came later, went to her house and just purified Kubja in such a way that she could eliminate that last traces of lust within her, so that she could completely give herself to Krishna as Krishna wanted. That is the case of intimacy. And in the pastime of Arjun, where Krishna is giving the same experience to Arjun, is in the pastime of Krishna and Arjun at the Khandavaprastha. So Krishna and Arjun at the Khandavaprastha were like they're taking a break from the regular duties. They had just established Indraprastha, and all of them, all the queens and all of them had gone on vacation, and Krishna and Arjun slipped, and they went to the woods and they went to the bank of Yamuna to spend time with each other. Similarly, like, you know, sometimes you want to spend time with Krishna, just read, just chant. But you know something, Prabhu, this service is coming. This is urgent, see. This definitely requires your intervention. So both of them were actually going to experience a nice time, you know, very very nice setting. And then this Brahmana comes with a very resplendent face, but very ragged cloth. And he says that, "I am a voracious Brahmana eater. I want you to satisfy my hunger. Please offer me in charity. I am hungry." So the case of Rukmini Devi was, the inspiration was the hearing the beauty of Krishna. In Kubja was a spontaneous desire to give something to Krishna, just seeing the beauty of Krishna. And in case of Arjun here, the inspiration was the responsibility. He had a responsibility, and that responsibility became the inspiration for service. Ko Brahman Hitayacha. In that case, he was with Krishna, but he was serving a Brahmana. And you can find that in this case also, Uddhava was with Krishna, very dear friend of Krishna, but he went to serve the gopis of Vrindavan, who were the intimate associates of Krishna. So serving Krishna gave more ecstasy to Uddhav, and similarly Arjuna also is going to get a revelation here. He is with Krishna, but he has been asked to serve a Brahmana. And both Krishna and Arjun said, "We will definitely help you." And he disclosed his identity as being Agni. He said that, "Actually, I am an Agni. I want to devour Khandava forest." Why? I'll tell you a story. That there was a king called Shvetaki, and he was offering so many sacrifices that the Brahmanas also, while performing yajna, felt so exhausted out of the smoke that came, and they could not perform any longer sacrifice, and they declined that we will not perform any more yajna. Because he was constantly performing sacrifice. He was a lover of sacrifice. But then he said he wanted to perform anyways. The Brahmanas declined. But then he said, okay, you should go to Lord Shiva. So he went to Kailash. He went to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva said, I don't take part in any sacrifice. I have nothing to do with any sacrifice. Because Lord Shiva has exempted from the curse of Daksha. He would not receive any share of sacrifice. He said, I have nothing to do with sacrifice now. No more duties for sacrifice. But anyways, I will send my expansion Durvasamuni. He will help you in performing sacrifice. So with the help of Durvasamuni, he performed 1,000-year-old sacrifice. For 1,000 years. And in that situation, Agni Devi had indigestion. Agni Devi. He had indigestion because he could not take so much. In one sense, Agni Devi could only take as much as the Brahmanas could have taken. So directly proportional to the Brahmana's capacity is Agni Dev's capacity. So they went overboard. Durvasamuni was a very powerful Brahmana, exceptional Brahmana, but Agni Dev could not become exceptional. So he went through an indigestion, severe indigestion. He could not take any more sacrifice. He said, no more sacrifice allowed. It is like, you know, not available for some time. Or what do you call that? Sometimes when someone is, so it was a universal calamity, like one department shut down. In one government, if the fire department shuts down, then there is great danger to the creation, to the governance. So it was a calamity. So Lord Brahma is like the ultimate managing authority. You can call GBC, ISKCON. Any problem comes, goes there. So Lord Brahma had to take a. And the Lord Brahma said, okay, you should go to the Khandav one and you could just devour the forest. And that has many herbs. And the fats of the animals also will help you to cure your indigestion. The burn, the animals that you, the fat from the animals. In one sense, Lord Brahma gave that suggestion. He said, Krishna and Arjuna also there close by. They will help you. You have any difficulty, they are around. So Brahmaji anticipated that Agni Dev is going to have difficulty. So he said, I went and devoured 6 times, but all the creatures, elephants brought huge amounts of water and somehow other extinguished this fire. So I tried 6 times and I failed. Somehow that this fire would not consume the forest. So I come here to take your guidance, take your help. So Krishna Arjuna says, I'm definitely going to help you, but I am not armed, I am not able, I am not properly abled to take this assignment. So Arjun clearly realized his incapacity, but because the inspiration to serve was there, but the investment also was equally wanting. The investment was upgrading of one's ability. And therefore Arjun said, I can only fight, I can only kill, I can only help you devour if you give me a good chariot, because my chariot cannot take so much of load of weapons which will be required to execute this task. Because Arjun was expecting something enormous, was preparing himself for something enormous. So whenever there is a service, sometimes we may be underprepared, and then the inspiration may be there, but the will and the investment could be lacking, and therefore the mission cannot become successful. So one has to over prepare. Arjun was ready for any contingencies. So he said, I need a very capable, a very powerful bow, 2 inexhaustible quivers, and a very powerful chariot which can take load of so many weapons. And then thereafter Agni answered, Krishna also said, I also would, and Krishna also would require some weapon, because we both will fight together. And then Agni Dev summoned Varun Dev, and he brought Gandiva, he brought that 2 inexhaustible quivers of 10,000 arrows each, and the chariot brought by Varun Dev was given, which was given by this Gandiva was given by Soma, ultimately was given to Arjun. and then Krishna was given the Kaumudiki Kalam and the Sudarshan Chakra. Was returned back by to Krishna by Agni, given in custody. Similarly, everything is in actually Krishna's property, but in our custody, given to our custody, to be taken care of. We are custodians, in one sense, of Krishna's potencies, Krishna's energies, Krishna's paraphernalia, Krishna's energies, and Krishna's ability. So then, Arjun and Krishna, they went on either side and said, Agnidev, now devour. So started devouring. And as soon as they started devouring, all the animals started to flee. And as the animals started to flee, Arjun and Krishna started to shoot arrows and killed all of the animals into the forest, into the fire. Agnidev could take the fat. Agnidev was entitled to the whole thing, the whole forest, not just the forest, with animals, in one sense. Because 1,000-year-old sacrifice, so much indigestion. So much cure also is required. So that cure had to become complete. And so that both of them fought in such a ferocious way, the flames leapt up into the sky so as to disturb the demigods of the heavens. All of them went, and they there was Takshak's son, Ashwasen, who was trying to escape, but then again was shot back down. Taksha's mother swallowed him in her body and she escaped. Arjun and Krishna were fighting, and Indra became really concerned because his friend Taksha was supposed to be here, and he had promised Taksha complete protection. So Indra, along with all the demigods, started to converge on Arjun, and both of them fought in a way that Indra showered rains which were counteracted by Arjun. Thereafter Indra showered, he just shot upon a wind weapon, and Arjun was momentarily dazed. Arjun later on shot so many of the Divyastras by which Agnidev could keep on devouring, and then ultimately the whole battle was so intense that it was a showering of rain, the devouring of the forest, a very ghastly scene. Huge amount of investment went from both sides, but ultimately Arjun prevailed, and ultimately the voice in the sky came, and stop now, no more. Everything, these both are none but Nar Narayan personified. So do not attack anymore, and just surrender to them. They are invincible. And therefore Krishna and Arjun could help Agni complete the task. All the animals except for Takshak's mother Ashwasen and 4 Sharangaka's birds were allowed to be spared. Mahabharata explains about the story of the Sharangaka's birds. Mandapal Rishi was a brahmachari. He was supposed to go to Pitraloka, but he was denied access, saying that you are a brahmachari, you did not give progeny, therefore you cannot enter here. Go and create progeny. So therefore we have no access to Pitraloka, definitely. The brahmachari is here. So we should not even think that we can try going out there somewhere. So we get stuck up in somewhere in middle, then Pitraloka, definitely we should not try to knock the door, because we will be told to go back and create progeny and come. So he was very eager to go and create progeny because he wanted to enter Pitraloka. So he went and it took the form of a bird, coated with a female species bird named Jarita, the Sharangaka bird species. And then 4 offspring are born, they were rishis. The eggs were there, and immediately left, and he went to Agni to beg for protection, that may my children be saved till I reach upstairs there in the Pitraloka, to make sure that they are going to be in your protection. And then he married another Sharangaka bird, female species of a Sharangaka bird named Lapita. So by the time he actually went there, Agni was devouring the forest. So Jarita said to the children that, I will take you along, but they said, no, we'll be here, you leave. So this went on and on. The son said, "What kind of lady are you? We even do not know who, you do not know who we are, and you are still concerned about us. You foolish lady, you go." They were quite realized sages. They said, "Better do something, and no, we do not know each other, and yet you are willing to sacrifice your life for me, us." So finally, they were left there. Jarita went, and they were saved. So this is the story. But the real reciprocation came by when Mayadana was supposed to go. The investment was complete now, and the intimacy had to be revealed. And that intimacy was that of Mayadana was fleeing, and but by fleeing he simply went to the shelter of Arjun, and Arjun completely gave him shelter, and all three of them came out of the forest. They sat together. Mayadana said, "I want to do something for you." Arjun said, "Your gratitude, your request of gratitude itself is enough. Your request to serve is itself a gratitude for me." So after investment, Arjun did not expect a return. Had he expected a return, it would have not drawn that intimacy of Krishna with Arjun. So Krishna felt Arjun must get something. It's time for Arjun to take something from this Mayadana, because I want them to have a very splendid palace by which Duryodhan's envy would be evoked, and thereafter the whole spark for the Mahabharata war would be born there, and his intimacy would be revealed in the war of Kurukshetra with Arjun. And thereafter Krishna told Mayadana, "Construct a beautiful palace for Arjun." And that was his intimacy, which Arjun did not realize then. But that set the platform for a very intimate, loving, reciprocal exchange with Arjun, by which the Bhagavad Gita was revealed to him, and most deep, intimate feelings of reciprocation were exchanged with Arjun on the war of Kurukshetra. So, in all of these, we find that the most important factor was that of investment. Inspiration was maybe surrounding based, circumstantial based, responsibility based. But the investment was something which was individual based. Krishna can definitely come and help us through Shastra, Sadhu. But the investment has to be individual will. That will has to overcome the forces of illusion, temptation, distraction, deviation. And thereafter, the sadhaka becomes seasoned and tempered in the heat of that investment. And thereafter, it is Krishna's prerogative how to reciprocate with that intimacy. And that intimacy comes at Krishna's will. And the only wealth that a sadhaka has is the environment of inspiration and the capability of investment. That is what we all can focus, as Uddhav did it best. He got a message from Krishna, but the way he communicated to the gopis was something what his individual expression. So therefore we have got such an unlimited inspiration. Srila Prabhupada has given unlimited inspiration for his followers. What inspiration to gather and how to invest in that inspiration is an individual's choice and ability. And thereafter comes the intimacy, which is Krishna's prerogative, which may or may not come. They are actually reciprocation of Krishna. So this is something that Uddhava is going to inspire, and his service is to inspire them by singing about Krishna. Uddhava was a very great singer. He was Vartaya, and the previous shloka explains that Uvasa Kachin Masan. He stayed for not some months, quite a lot of months. When it is Masan, it is practically less than a year. 10 to 11 months he stayed there. A message was a one day affair, but his absorption became for 11 months. Because he associated with the gopis of Vrindavan, he gathered the same mood of the Vrindavan Vasis, and thereafter he actually gained that intimate expression, the intimate reciprocation of Krishna, and thereafter he decided to become a resident of Vrindavan by becoming a creeper at the feet of the gopis. So therefore there is no separation in Krishna consciousness. The feelings of separation are being experienced, but actually Krishna is everywhere, Paramatma and within the creation. So how can a living entity be separated from Krishna? It is only the illusion of one's misidentification that one feels separated from Krishna. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experienced or expressed the same intense feelings of separation and gave us a form, a whole program of how to deal with these feelings of separation by the association of devotees, in which Krishna Katha has been exchanged, and that investment of energy to complete the mission of Guru and Krishna. Therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami was feeling separation from Lord Chaitanya after his departure, but was inspired in a dream by Lord Chaitanya to go and take shelter of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami in Vrindavan. And thereafter he mitigated the feelings of separation and culminated in a mission of compiling the memories and memoirs of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, which are available to us as Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So his feelings of inspiration of separation became the investment of the association of the residents of Vrindavan along with the Goswamis of Vrindavan, and thereafter he communicated these feelings of separations along with the nectar of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes as a part of a mission to make a legacy for future, and that gave the intimacy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the Govardhan Shila. By giving that, he actually gave him the Vas, Vrindavan Vas. So it's a very deep level of subject matter, but for us investment is something which is completely our responsibility. The inspiration is definitely around, and intimacy is simply Krishna's will. So a very insignificant understanding of the very highest subject matter. So please excuse, we have not done any justice to the subject matter, but for our own purification we thought this could be something that we can take for ourselves and maybe follow in some life the footsteps of Uddhav and Arjun, both friends who actually became very intimate with Krishna. Vintra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any comments, Radha Gopinath Prabhu? One question, yeah. Quickly, a question.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Prabhuji, for wonderful class. You mentioned about the investment for inspiration. I just reminded me of your lecture I was hearing, in which you mentioned that we have to invest for the devotee care, otherwise we become impersonalist. So I just wanted to know how we become impersonalist, because Prabhupada says that you become impersonalist only considering Lord to be void or not having a form.
So you want to say investment in such a way for what?
For devotee caring.
For caring devotees, yeah. Caring for devotees.
If you don't invest...
Give the mic to Radha Gopinath Prabhu. Devotee care subject matter has come. So the question is that we should be having a devotee care relationships in such a way that we don't become impersonalists. So that investment has to be on various fronts. The investment has to be made firstly in ourselves. The strong foundation of sadhana has to be there. The strong understanding of shastra has to be there. And thereafter the expression will be communicated in sangha. Without a strong shastric and a sadhana foundation, our sangha will be just superficial and will be emotional. So if we have a good shastric understanding and a good sadhana foundation, only then we'll be able to give a good devotee care. Right? That's sangha. And in that sangha, seva should be born collectively. Devotee care doesn't mean just we take care of a person's emotional needs, material needs, but actually we energize the devotees in such a way that they can commit and dedicate much more than ever to the seva, the mission. And that's Sangha. Sadhana and good care of devotees will bring about good seva for the mission. And that is real association of devotees. When devotees are together to serve Krishna, to come together to give that, to give Krishna to the whole world. And that's what Krishna is doing to Uddhava. He is sending Uddhava to do devotee care, take care of the residents of Vrindavan. But in one sense, he is actually inspiring Uddhava to surrender more. So Krishna is using the Sangha of devotees to inspire each other to commit more and more. So that is proper understanding of, avoiding impersonalism. Right? Krishna is there and his seva is there. And therefore the Sangha is around to help each other to do and to do more and more seva to Krishna, to please him. There's no question of impersonalism. Then. Is that fine? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.